This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abom, Alechtig and Lag Ba'Omer. We are continuing in Siman Lamed Vav Mishabur Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Lamed Vav Seif Gimel. Siman Lamed Vav Seif Gimel. Here we go. Sarach Letayeg Sha'anez Gates. We have to mark, we have to denote the letters Shin Ayin Tes Nun Zayin Gimel Tzadi. V'hasoifrim Nohagu V'tayig Oisir Sacheres. The soifrim have a custom to mark other letters. V'imloi Tiyeg Afilu Sha'anez Getz Loi Pasa. If you are not Metayeg Sha'anez Getz, it's not Pasa. Now this is a very relevant shaila. Even in our own shul, right now we have two Sifrei Torah. Somebody donated a brand new one, someone from the neighborhood. Actually, it's quite a miraculous story. But, you know, when we started off our minyan, so we first had a very, very old Sefer Torah. There were always questions about it. But somebody in the neighborhood was making bar mitzvah. They wrote a Sefer Torah for the bar mitzvah, and they didn't know where to give it. And they heard there's one shul there where there's no talking. So they donated the Sefer Torah to our shul, which is very nice. And then my grandfather brought over from the Holocaust a very, very big, heavy, and old Sefer Torah. And that's our second Sefer Torah. Okay, so we usually use this new one. This past Shabbos, the person who donated the new one, he had a family simcha, he had to take his. So we were left with my grandfather. So my grandfather's, it's a very nice ksav. It's dark, but because it's old, the tagim are very faded. One time someone got an aliyah and he said, well, you know, he stopped, you know, he couldn't see the tagim. And we can't see this. It's still kosher, isn't it? Well, that's what the Mechaber says. Mechaber says, "V'loy tiyeg afilu shanes gates loy pasal." If you're not metayig at all, I mean, you never wrote them in the first place, it's not possible. But if you look in the Mishnah of Katan Tezvav, he brings the Bach pasals. And the Gra is also machmer. So now the question is a very interesting question. Let's say on a Sha'ar Yomtif, we have to take out two Sifrei Torah. Are you okay? We understand the Mechaber says it's okay, but there are poskim who pasal. Should you take out two Sifrei Torah, one of them not having tagim, or maybe just roll the first sefer? Why get involved in issues? You know, that's going to be a very important question, because this is very common actually. If you look, you know, nowadays there are a lot of new Sifrei Torah, but if you ever come across an aged Sefer Torah, the tagim are, you know, you're not going to have every tag. Okay, that's all. I will probably see that more tomorrow. Today, let's see Sif Katon Yudbeis. Latayeg. Afilu b'sefer Torah. Even in a Sefer Torah, v'koshkem tefillin ha-mezuzahs. Meaning, this is not just for tefillin ha-mezuzahs, there's even a Sefer Torah. V'atagim ha-elohim shloisha tagim kitanim v'dakim kichud hasara. These are three crowns, like a hair's breadth, standing. Zekufais al elo oisir, standing on these letters, they're very thin. Echad miyamin, ve'echad mismal, ve'echad mamala. One. So the first opinion is Aleph. Look in this diagram. Let's make it bigger. Yeah, good. The first opinion is one on the right side, one on the left side, and one above. I don't think most of the Torah do it that way. I don't think so. Yeah, they're both above. Meaning this opinion is not both above. One's coming out of the right side, one is coming out of the left side. Each tag is like a thread. This is a minhag in our lands. So the first opinion is just three lines. I don't think that's what most soifrim do. However, it's better to do each one like a zayin, like in this diagram over here, Gimel. Actually, you katan v'dakim, but they should be small and very thin. Shatnez gates. So shin ayin tes nun zayin gimel tzadi. Now, what's interesting is the tzadi is a final tzadi, what we call tzadi pshuta. And the nun here is a nun kafufa. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, then tzadi kafufa the nun pshuta, meaning both types of tzadis and both types of zayins. Okay, you have like this. So even though he, in the Shatnez Gates mnemonic, it's a tzadi zakufa, excuse me, tzadi pshuta, but it's also a tzadi kafufa. And likewise, we have not only a nun kafufa, but a nun pshuta as well. Vim hoisif haser v'lasez tang and chutz me'os v'shan aziz v'chutz me'ilam v'skorn b'toro v'lush anagu behem ha-soifrim lo yikim. If the soifer is going on a tagim spree, you know, he puts on the pay and the resh and whatever he does, it's not ma'akib. Ach b'tanay shiyu mechubarim lo'is. So long as it's attached a letter, avlam einu mechubar, but if it's not attached to yishlo mechkoi, you got to erase it. Like, for example, I don't know what. I don't know what he's talking about. We're, I guess it's not attached. It's not attached. Yeah. I'm just trying to find the corresponding diagram. But even if it's in the, let's say he decided to make tagim on the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So, and it's not attached, you got to erase it. But people always say, Shabashem HaKodesh. It's not a good idea to start adding tagim. The tiug shel shatnez gates hu b'shin al roish hashlishi. Interesting. On the shin, it's on the third leg. See where my icon is. Shel ois uva ayin, and on the ayin, uva tes v'tzadi al roish hasmali. So the ayin tes. And Sadi, here's the ayin, here's the test, here's the Sadi. It's on the left arm, the left head. The Yad Bikan Bamsiusoi Loi Basoifa. You should attach it in the middle, not on the end. Here in the middle of the letter, not on the end of the letter. Let's see in ice and four. Like here, in the middle, not on the end. Fine. Kasu ha'achrinu. The tagim should be distinct, separate. It's going to be ma'akev. Here, if you do like this in diagram 5 ois beis or diagram 5 ois gimel, it can look like an ayin or a shin. You don't want the tagim to be coming out of the same branch. Fine. They have to be touching the actual letter. Bilav hachipsulan. Otherwise, they're pasul. Like over here in six bays, where they're coming out of the shin, but they're not touching. It's pasul. The after So you say, what do you mean? How could it be pasul? But the mechaber says you don't even have to make them in the first place. So how could they be pasul if they're not touching? Right? You hear the kasha? Mechaber says you don't need tagim. So what's wrong with tagim that are not touching? The after in ikuv vaasiyas tagim mashvas mechaber mikomagim zegora. This is worse. It's like you have an extra letter in the middle of the lines. So now, Rabbi Yisai, that could be the problem with the rubbed out tagim, because it's, you know, it's one thing if you don't see them, but what if they're not attached anymore? So we'll have to see what if they became disattached after the fact. That's very common. That's puzzle. That's why you might not, you know, it might not be kedai to even use the old sefer. Wow. And the adiphrams are not going to help if you're going to sort of just extend the line so you now attach it to the letter. Rak tzarech legoyram lekosel chaz, you have to scrape it and write it again. Rak im yadina shekosel mumcha. Ah. Now, the Yad Ephraim is saying it's not going to help if you draw it, but you're going to have to scrape and write it again. Now that's talking about where it was not written correctly to begin with. Then it will not help to attach it to the letter. Rakim Yadinon Shekoson Mumcha. If you know that a Mumcha wrote it, Talinon, you could assume Shenifran Achar Shenechdaf. It became disconnected after it was written. Umachshirin Bahamshacha El Ha'ois, and we're machshirin by connecting it to the letter. So apparently it does help to connect it, provided that it was once connected. But if it was never connected, you can't, it's not going to help to connect it. Now, the Halavushe Srad Kasa, Halavushe Srad writes, the Haramas Virule, that the Ramami Pano Zulagara Davrazame Chesroin Hakafas Kavil. This is no worse than if you're lacking being encircled by parchment. That it's only a problem in the beginning, but if that happened after the fact, it's not a problem. If, let's say, the tagam became disattached after it was written, kosher beloy tikkun klal, then it's kosher without any fixing. Meaning, the shaila is whether it will help to fix it. If it was never written good to begin with, it will not help to fix it. But what if it became disattached after? So the first daya is you got to fix it. Levushe Sword brings from Ramami Pano that if it was just like Mukaf Gvil is only requirement in the initial writing, but if it became Enoi Mukaf Gvil, it's not a problem. So too, regarding the tagim being connected to letters, that's only an issue in the beginning. But if it became disattached after, it's kosher without tikkun at all. Mamelo dvarav, im lo hayu noigim mitchila saksiva, then mahani al kaponim tikkun. Then, according to Ramami Pano, if it was not attached to begin with, it will help to fix it. Dumya demashikos magin vrom besimulam besikun chazan le'inyin hakafas gvil. Just like regarding hakafas gvil, you could just fix it. You don't have to rewrite it, because the Ramami Pano is comparing it to the din of Hakafas Gvil. That just like Hakafas Gvil is only needed initially, and it's not needed after the fact. Likewise, just like by Hakafas Gvil, it helps to fix it after the fact. It will help over here also. L'chadchil yishvi machmer like the Yad Ephraim, seemingly that A, if it wasn't written to be well to, correctly to begin with, you cannot fix it, and B, if it became disattached after the fact, you gotta fix it. So in other words, l'chadchila, the Mishnah Berurah would say, don't take out a Sefer Torah that the tagim are not connected. Okay, this is important halacha. This Mishnah Berurah is saying l'chadchila, do not take out a Sefer Torah that they're not connected. Now, I would say like this. That's if you have two Sifrei Torah on a regular Shabbos, and one has Tagim that are connected, and one has Tagim that are not connected. Don't take out the Tagim that are not connected. But now you have a Shaila, you're in a Shul, and it's Yom Tif, and you need a second Sefer, and it's a Shtikel Tircha de Tzibura to use one Sefer, because you're going to have to roll it, A. And B, it's not great for morale of the Shul that you have one Sefer. You know, nobody wants to go to... So, you know, Yesh Ladun, whether that's considered Bidiyeved, and you'd be able to take out a Sefer that the Tagim are not connected. Again, Mishnah Berurah definitely says it's not Chachila, but there is a Shita Ramami Pano that it is good, Bidiyeved. So, you know, it requires She'elas Chacham, what is considered a situation of Bidiyeved to take out an old Sefer? Okay. One more. Nohagu Latayeg Oisios Acheros. Betfilin Oisios Acheros Milvad Elo. Behemoskarn Betor Beshem Hashimusharaba Uvashem Harama. Vahatagin Hoelo Heim Taginim Gedoilam. These tagim are big ones. Achshiu Dakim. They have to be thin. Shleis Kalkal Oisali Dezem. Not to ruin the letter. You know what? It's interesting. In this picture one, they have a special picture just for these three lines of the Mishnah Berurah, Parsha Tzvachan, where there are other letters. So, for example, on the Parsha of Ba'avur Zeh Asa Hashem Li, on the Yud, the Minog is to put a tagim. Or on the Lama'an, you have two tagim on one side of them, two on the other. Or a Toiras, you have tagim. Seems like there are many tagim on tefillin. They're big, but they need to be thin. They're big, but they need to be thin. Why? Very easily, the letter will change. Here, let's look over here on this picture. The tagim on the vav or the yud. You know, if you put tagim, then it can mamish change the letter. Al yedei zeh. Okay, fine. We'll hold it over here. Okay, we'll see everybody tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.